Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions. Our Refuge, Psalm 46, verses 1 to 3 and verse 11. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. I was just about asleep in a room on the 14th floor of a large hotel near the airport in San Francisco. Suddenly, it felt like someone had slammed a door really hard, and then the room felt like it was moving, almost rolling. The thought occurred to me that in a hotel that size, no one could slam the door hard enough for me to feel it in that way. Oh my, it's an earthquake. It lasted less than a minute or two. I walked to the window to see the water in the pool sloshing from side to side and onto the walkway. As quickly as it began, it was over. It was only a 4.2, which for an earthquake is a minor one, unless you're trying to fall back to sleep. Life can feel like that hotel room or the water in that pool. There may be days when we feel like we're standing on top of a mountain with a spectacular view of God's creation. There are also days that feel like that mountain may as well be made from sand. Our lives get upended so often. Many times the challenges of life spring on us like that earthquake. We didn't see it coming. We can feel like everything around us is undependable, unreliable. What might it be for you right now? Relationships that are struggling or broken? A serious illness that has frightening possibilities for you or for someone you care about? Financial instability and concerns? The news in your city, state, our country, or in the world? Something else? The purpose of making that list is not to focus on the heartache and uncertainty of this world. While that is true and is part of every day, that's not the goal. It's true, the world around us can feel like a mountain quaking. However, we can focus on our God, what He has done, what He continues to do. We have a place to go, or rather, someone to whom we can go. God is our refuge, our safe place. His promises don't include a carefree world. Just the opposite. He promises that in this world, trouble will always be there. What He does promise for us is clear in Psalm 46. He's our comforter, our protector, our strength. Like the frightened child who climbs onto mom and dad's bed for safety and comfort, we can have peace knowing that we are being held close in God's loving arms. The craziness of life isn't going away, but even more, God isn't going anywhere either. He's right beside us, behind us, all around us. He's like a shelter in the middle of a torrential storm. We can exhale knowing that while the storm may continue, He's there with us. He's taken away our greatest fear, the consequences of our sin, and covered us with His grace and mercy. While the world is shaky, we have peace in our unshakable, immovable, ever-present God and Father. We pray. Dear God, it's true. Sometimes the world just feels like a mess. There are things around me that are frightening. Hold me close in Your arms and remind me that You are there, my refuge from all that troubles me. Thank You. Amen. For further reflection, you could consider looking at Hymn 834, Still, My Soul Be Still. Also, take a few minutes and read all of Psalm 46. Read it slowly and consider each phrase and sentence. The psalm reminds us who God is and what He has done, our refuge, our fortress. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to wells.net/devotions. May the Lord bless and keep you.